With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The old hospital on Highway 17 in Phelps is now a pile of rubble that will soon be completely cleared. Work started this summer to tear down the blighted property. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update on the potential future of the site.
As the old dilapidated hospital building comes down, Phelps Town Supervisor Jeremy Ryan says it's hard not to reflect on the past.
I think the community overall is very excited. But I think there was a level of sadness too, knowing that at one time that was probably the largest employer, at least in recent time. It's tough to see something like that go.
While some still feel that loss, there's a lot of energy focused on the site's future. The Vilas County Economic Development Corporation and the Town of Phelps have been working together to reimagine what the property that looks over North Twin Lake could be. They received funding from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Thrive Rural Program to hire a consultant for a market site analysis. VCEDC Executive Director Kathy Schmitz says this was to figure out the best use of the site, what the town needs, what services are needed, and what would help boost the economy. That analysis showed a clear need for a multi-use commercial development that could include things like a grocery store, hardware store, a cafe, restaurant, or affordable housing.
Whatever we would do, it would be to take the needs of the community in terms of what we heard from them and what they wanted, and then see if we can make that work on this site.
Nothing has been finalized. Ryan says it will be very important to focus on what will be sustainable. He says between this and things like the new $5 million community center, the town is showing people they're committed to making Phelps a better place.
We want growth, but we want sustainable and controlled growth. We don't want to be the next Wisconsin Dells, but we want to be Phelps.
The VCEDC and the town held a site visit for an architect and are working to get a concept of what it could look like. Schmitz hopes to have a draft by the end of August, which would then go to the town to get their approval. Ryan encourages people to attend town meetings and continue to give feedback. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A warden who serves the Anago area gets recognition as the state's Warden of the Year. Conservation Warden Bradley Dahlquist is a member of the Anago Warden Team. He was presented the Haskell Noise Warden of the Year Award this month. Dahlquist began his career in 2008. Casey Krueger, DNR Chief Conservation Warden, says the prestigious annual honor goes to the warden whose public service is exemplary and efficient. Captain Ben Tremel of the DNR Northeast Region, one of the people who nominated Dahlquist, says he is a humble leader with a contagious can-do attitude backed by a strong drive for public service. The Portage County District Attorney has ruled the use of force by law enforcement during a July 6, 2025 officer-involved shooting to be reasonable and justified. The incident occurred during a welfare check on John Shuffler at a residence in the town of New Hope. Deputies discovered a man and woman, both around 50 years old, shot to death at the scene. A deputy encountered Shuffler armed with pistols. After Shuffler did not comply with verbal commands and raised a pistol, the deputy fired three times, wounding Shuffler. Shuffler, who admitted to the shootings, is expected to survive his injuries. The investigation into Shuffler continues, and he has not yet been formally charged. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Snapshot Wisconsin is celebrating two major milestones. This year marks the 10-year anniversary and the collection of 100 million photos. Snapshot Wisconsin is a wildlife photo collection project through the Wisconsin DNR. It utilizes a statewide network of volunteer-managed trail cameras. Anyone can help classify the species spotted in these photos by visiting the Snapshot Wisconsin webpage on Zooniverse, a global crowdsourcing platform. The data collected from these efforts helps the DNR monitor wildlife populations throughout the state and informs management decisions. Snapshot now operates in every Wisconsin county with over 2,000 active trail cameras. More than 25,000 volunteers have contributed. Viewers can scroll to explore our state, county by county, through the lens of the Snapshot Wisconsin Trail Camera Project. WXPR grabbed some photos from Snapshot Wisconsin that were taken in our listing area. You can view the gallery at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. In Michigan, only 51% of adults hold a post-high school credential, falling short of the state's 60% goal by 2030. The Lumina Foundation's new initiative aims to change that. Crystal Blair has more.
It's called Future Ready States, and the goal is to boost short-term, high-value workforce training that leads to better jobs, with experts helping states find what works and where to invest. Nationally, the goal is for 75% of U.S. workers to hold a degree or valuable credential by 2040. Michigan is among 12 states receiving policy guidance and tech support to strengthen workforce training programs. Kenyatta Lovett with the Education Strategy Group explains why Michigan was chosen for this initiative.
Michigan has, for the past few years, been really one of the more innovative states in post-secondary education, with the launch of an agency and a department that are focused on improving the state's degree attainment goal.
Michigan's Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, known as LEO, along with MyLEAP, the state's Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential, are leading Michigan's 60 by 30 initiative. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.